Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour à tous, I'm Jessica and this is a French Your Way podcast number 38, your weekly podcast to learn or brush up on your French. Imagine it's Wednesday today, and if you listen to this episode on the day it's released, it actually is Wednesday today. So, it's Wednesday. If your friend tells you, let's go camping next weekend, when do you understand that you will go camping? In 3 days or in 10 days? Well, my husband and I, we get on really, really well. He's great, and but we sometimes have some misunderstandings. And this thing about the next weekend or next Friday, or it is always a pain because we never understand the same thing. So if it's Wednesday and a friend tells us, let's go camping next weekend, he will understand that's the next one coming, the next weekend coming, so in 3 days. I would not be in such a rush of packing. Well, I would be excited actually, but for me, the camping trip would be in 10 days, because when I hear next, I understand next week, not this week. So we have a major confusion. There is an ambiguity and a disagreement about that. And well, I guess you have the same problem with English. It can also be ambiguous. But there are ways that you can clear ambiguities in French. And that's what I want to cover very quickly today. So maybe just try avoid using prochain as a next, as people will have a different interpretation. Well, sometimes it's just fine. For example, if we're Wednesday and you say lundi prochain, that would be next Monday. It's fine because the next Monday in line will also be next week. So no confusion. But if we're Wednesday and you tell me next Friday, well, for me, you'll need to clarify, because next Friday, for some of you, can be the next Friday in line, so this week. But for some other people, it would be the one coming next week. So, two ways that we do in French. First, we can use just the, so it's called demonstrative adjective. It's se or set for the feminine, so C-E or C-E-double-T-E. Which means this, right? You can use ce or cette when you mean the one that just passed or the one that's just coming. So immediately around you. And whether it's the past or the future, well, the tense that you will use in your sentence will be very self-explanatory. So if you say, qu'est-ce que tu as fait ce week-end? Literally, what did you do this weekend? So that would be last weekend, the one that just passed. I used the past tense, the passé composé. Ce weekend was the immediately previous one. If I say, qu'est-ce que tu vas faire ce weekend? Qu'est-ce que tu vas faire ce weekend? Literally, what are you going to do this weekend? I mean the one immediately coming, because I'm referring to the future tense, so the next one, the next upcoming weekend. So that's the most common way of saying. Now, we also have two expressions that are interesting. It's en huit, in eight, and en quinze, in 15. So that's only to refer to a future event. So we're Wednesday again. If we're Wednesday again, vendredi en huit would be next week Friday. Vendredi en huit would be vendredi de la semaine prochaine. So in 8 days or so, not within this 7 days, in 8 days or so. Similarly, you can say vendredi en quinze. So that would be vendredi dans deux semaines, Friday in 2 weeks' time. So it's in a time frame of around 15 days. Yes, that's interesting because 1 week, we don't say 7 jours, we say 8 jours. And for 2 weeks, 2 semaines, we say 15 jours and not 14 jours. So we count it as 8 or 14 days. I don't know, maybe it sounds better, I never know why, but yeah, if people tell you they are going on holiday for 8 jours, they're actually going for 1 week for some reason. Yeah, that's it for today, so don't forget, you can use ce or cette, so this, like the coming or just the last one, and en huit for the in around 8 days time, and en quinze for in about 2 weeks, 2 weeks time. If you have Instagram or Twitter, well, I would love to see how you are learning French, so you can take a picture of you or of your books or of your CDs or I don't know, take a picture of you learning French and tag me on Instagram or on Twitter with donc at French Your Way so I can see it. That would be fun. Do it! And see you next week in the next episode of French Way Podcast.